Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Quick.
I will be going through in subsequent weeks the book of Hebrews, and generally because Hebrews contains some fantastic revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a book that was written specifically to make all of the arguments for Christ. I guess written for a Jewish or Hebrew audience in heart. Thank you, Sister Falake. But one thing, like I said last week, I'd been reading the history of Pentecost.
Prophecies we cease at some point. Knowledge we fade away at some point. Tongues we cease at some point. Psalm 45 verse 6. For thy throne, O Lord, is forever and ever. And the scepter of thy kingdom is an everlasting scepter.
Thou had loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, the Lord your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your peers. He has given us the path that will never be taken away from us. You look at a Christian and he has no money. He's like Lazarus and you pity him. You're pitying a royal priesthood. Jesus has given us the best path. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to see it. So we have to remind ourselves. The trump we sand, the dead in the Lord will rise again, and we will shine as a royal diadem. He said, the Lord said to us, even as snow and rain come from above, and they water the earth, and they never return. They cause the earth to bud. They give food to those that eat. And even the seed that is planted by the farmers that sustains us, it's from those rains. The harvest gives it. So the words that I've spoken, they will never return to me void, but they will accomplish everything that I send it and prosper in what I've told it to do. I don't know here whether you've been denied of one fundamental thing in life already. The history of Christians is a history of denial. I don't know whether you sit here and you don't really quite feel fortunate. Have you seen that of all men, we Christians at times are the most miserable? You think that we who speak to Jesus every day will be the CIOs and CTOs and CTC whatever. Christians hardly make it to those positions. In science, those gifts are given to us because God is kind. But can you praise the Lord for giving you the best part? We will reign with Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, you are the Messiah. What does the Messiah mean? Deliverer, and you shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Your sins are washed away. There's a better thing waiting for us. You needn't admire any president or any CEO or any entrepreneur. You have Jesus. Jesus. Name above all names. I wish I could sing. La la Redeemer.
Glorious God. Emmanuel. God is with us. Blessed Redeemer. Risen Lord.
Please don't follow any fad. Koleto eh. The Jesus, Paul said the Jesus that I preach to you is not nay and yea. He doesn't leave you with doubt. He said his word is yea and amen. Don't follow any but. Paul said when he was writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to the church, he said, whether it's Paul, Savas, Babalola, and CAC, Jinodu, Ogunson. He said, they are men. The foundation is Jesus Christ. Don't set your hope on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hold on. One day, you will inherit the earth. Thus says the Lord. Love Jesus with all your heart. It's not what we do. We've been told we can only do when we're in Christ. Seek a relationship with Jesus and you will do right. Because the Bible says to us that he has become our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption, and our righteousness. He has become that. The only reason we're not manifesting that is because we're not in him. We're not abiding in him. Going back to that 91 Psalm that the Lord gave us. Jesus himself will shine through us if we love him. If you seek righteousness, you will not find it. If you seek Jesus, you will find righteousness. If you seek miracles, you can find a Satan copy of miracle. But if you seek Jesus, you will see miracles. Jesus, neighbor of all names. Who do men say that I am? Starting from next week, we start expanding on the book of Hebrews, and I pray the Lord will open our eyes to see. But I'd like to read the first verse as we go home today. First few verses. It says, God, the same God, and the writer wanted us to know clearly, say the same God that spoke at various times and in various ways in the time past to the fathers through the prophet. In these last days has spoken to us by Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds. Do we understand? These red letter words, this life that you read in the Gospels, say the same God who spoke through Isaiah. Isaiah who said, unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and you shall call him Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The same God who spoke in the mouth of the great prophets says, in this last time has spoken to us through the mouth of his Son, Jesus Christ. And see how he described the Lord there. He said he has appointed him heir of all things. There's a scripture, I forget where it is. It says, all things are made subject unto him. It says, if the Bible says all things are made subject unto him, that means there's nothing that's excluded except the person that subjected all things unto him. Only God the Father is excluded. What does that mean? If you are intimidated tomorrow by the highway is subject to Jesus, your lover, your brother. If you are intimidated somehow by some terror in your house or your in-law or your family, Jesus owns that person. All things are subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. I think there's another scripture that says we are hidden in Christ or thereabout. I'm going to speak Yoruba there and interpret it. Let us not dish the Lord's pounded yam small. Someone should interpret that. Thank you very much. I could always trust my sister Lola. Who do you say that I am? Because at times Jesus has become very little to us. Maybe we've said some prayers that have not come to pass. Maybe over the years we've been disappointed. Maybe we've seen too many things that we trusted in the Lord fail. Maybe over the years, maybe you're now weak, maybe you're now tired. This morning, I just want you to say, God never fails. Just give it time. Say, this thing will kill me, but I will be in Jesus. Because at last, he will stand. He says, in these last days, he's now speaking to us through Jesus. And this Jesus is the heir of all things. All things are subject to the Lord Jesus. There's no problem we have now that's not subject to Jesus. As we lift Jesus Christ in our personal devotions, in our personal lives, you will see the glory of the Lord. But do not relent. There's a season of trial, but the victory will come. Let's be one of those who will stand. Let's be one of those. The Lord taught me a lesson that I want to close with this morning. It was this week. I think I told it to my brothers on Seed Chest yesterday. And I've always said, you know, the tendency is when you come and you're quoting scriptures, people think you're so spiritual, you're ignored from some of the regular. That's not true. This week, you know, of course, we of course just got this property, and then the whole thing is brown, the weed, the lawn, and okay, it's expensive. If I knew, anyway, God will provide. You guys, you spend money. Anyway, so suddenly I got something, some flyer in the mail saying there's lawn treatment, you know, and that kind of thing. I mean, I'd first called my friend, Brother King Daniel, and say, okay, what do I do about it? I said, look, I have different machines. Don't wahala yourself. Just pay. No matter how hard you work, get it done professionally at least the first time. So, of course, the budget is getting tight, but so I decided to explore. And so I called, I went online and found, I got a flyer in the mail, they gave me a price, I decided to get price comparisons. And so I started getting calls, and the first call I got was this rude man. Remember I've been telling everybody this year that I want to live every day holy. Remember? I'm not making a secret of it. I've told you, I want this year no irritation, no anger. I want to be holy this year. I do. If I have goals, professional, this is my spiritual goal. Brother Mike, oh yeah, and the Bible says it's possible to... I just want to be holy this year. Why is it that I'm holy in pockets of the year, holy, and then I'm stressed out, and the best I can do is to stay away from trouble? When will I be able to face trouble and bless those who curse me? So this year, in Jesus, that's my goal, personally. Anyway, Friday was 17th, right? It lasted only 17 days. This man was rude, and I didn't want to really go off on him. I'm past going off on people, but my trick is, once you are really nasty and rude, I just shut the phone. It worked for me for a whole year. So I just shut the phone off. And the moment I shut the whole phone off, the Holy Spirit said to me, did you not read 1 Peter chapter 2, 21-23? When he was reviled, he did not revile back. That we should be imitators. Another one, we should be imitators of the Lord Jesus Christ. To those who despisefully use you, pray for them. Kai! All of holiness ended that 17 days. Fasting, then just 10 days after fasting, the old nature was coming. And I remember I woke up that morning particularly praying that, Lord, holiness today, holy, holy, holy today, holy. I did due diligence. So I paused and I said, Lord, I prayed. You know my heart. I want to be holy. I want to be able to bless those who curse me. I don't want to have to react to contempt and all this, you know. That Lord, but give me an answer. Why? Obviously, there's something that I cannot do here. Why? 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 Why, Lord? Why? So I first tried to amend it in my typical way. I said, okay, all right, so you messed up. Pick up the phone. Call the number back. So I called the number back and it went to a switchboard. I said, look, I like to speak with the gentleman that I just spoke. I was trying to do, what do they call it in Christianity? When you repay back. Restitution. I was trying to do restitution, but to make myself feel better. But I couldn't. Oh, the one that now picked it was really nice. Say, no, oh, you know what? We can't possibly know where the call came from. We're happy to. But I said, no, it's not about loan. You don't understand. I need to speak to that gentleman. I said, no, unfortunately, we really can't. I said, goodness. So, Lord, what are you teaching me? And the Lord began to teach me where I went wrong. And it was so simple, it was almost embarrassing. He began to teach me. May the Lord take us and give us practical examples. May he speak to us to make possible what has been impossible in our lives in Jesus' name. Because I wanted an explanation. I wanted God to give me a strategy. I wanted to know what I did wrong because I know I prayed. I know I'm determined. I want to honor the Lord. And the Lord said to me, did you not serve as a consultant with IBM for 17 years? And I said, yes. How many client sides? Lots of client sides. Did you not meet with extremely nasty people? I said, yeah. Did you once ever have an unprofessional exchange or shut the phone down on any of your clients when they were being nasty? No. Why? They paid my paycheck every time. Every time I stepped on a client's side, I was representing the firm. I wasn't living for myself. It was no longer I that worked, but IBM that worked in me. The work that I do, I did not do in my name. I did because every time I messed up on a project, it affected IBM's bottom line. No matter how nasty. In fact, I was able to smile because it wasn't personal. It wasn't about me. It wasn't personal. I was able to conduct myself from client to client. It was never because my paycheck was coming in, no problem. If you like, you can abuse me and pay my rent. He said, in the same way, when we know that we did not belong to ourselves, but that he had purchased us. He said, if I enter that conversation knowing that it wasn't about my lawn, but that even my lawn, whether I eat or drink, is for the glory of the Lord, that I wouldn't have been annoyed. He took the right. He removed our right to be offended. He said, it's just the state of your mind. That's why he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He said, everywhere you go, not just in the morning. In the morning you did my will, but then you wanted to do your lawn. And of course, when you are serving yourself, the flesh will kick in. But I said, well, in every association, in every interaction, if you know that I'm the one ordaining things, that it is not you. If you know that I'm the one leading you, I'm the one guiding you to every situation, the nice and the bad ones, and therefore the glory of my holy name, then you will not be quite plain because the reproach of those who reproach you will fall upon me, not you. Serve me. The foundation is Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that. Every conversation, let's represent Jesus. Let's strive to. Let's not mentally switch away from the fact that we are born for Jesus. He said he has purchased us with a price. We are no longer our own. He pays our bills. Jesus pays our bills. He said, if we have this in mind, then we will not walk in the flesh. Actually, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that this is what it means to walk in the Spirit. May the Lord bless us. Let the foundation of your Bible study be Christ, and it will be well with you. And the foundation of our faith. Let us pray. So, my Lord, this is your word. We are people, and you've spoken it, that we may go with power and do it. Sister Shade said this morning that we should not be hearers, but we confess that at times we don't even know how to obey. But we have made a covenant and a pact with you this year that this will not be a regular year, that your glory will not forever be deferred in our lives, our families, and our churches, that we will thoroughly enjoy you. Father, let your blessings break forth this morning, Lord. It is not our words, it is yours. If it pleases you, Lord, bless your church. Pour your grace with revelation and with knowledge and with your peace. This is your church. Bless us, Lord. Let your love drive us. More than a sermon can do, Lord, pursue us with your word. You know where every individual struggle is, but we want to be holy. Help us to be holy, Lord. Line upon line, precepts upon precepts, every grant taken by Satan, we pull it back. Sweet Spirit, please take your rightful place, Lord. Pour your gifts upon your children, O Lord. Deliver us from the power of the flesh and the power of Satan. Thank you, darling Jesus. Thank you for your everlasting love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.